He paid more than $500 million for a yacht and $300 million for a gold-encrusted chateau near Versailles, all with money that he insists he earned on his own. "If I'm corrupted, please show me the proof," he says. "It is well known that King Salman and his sons and his team, they are super clean. Everyone in Saudi Arabia knows that." Whether shakedown or rough justice, the Ritz episode eliminated his chief political rivals and cemented his power. "It was a kind of coup d'etat, a bloodless coup d'etat of the old system," says former Ambassador Freeman. "But it also had the effect of rattling investor faith in the kingdom's stability. All power that had been distributed under the previous constitutional arrangement, very widely under a checks and balances arrangement, has been compressed and concentrated into the hands of one man," says Freeman. That, in turn, undercut bin Salman's revamp of Saudi Arabia's economy, society, and world status, all the things he came to the U.S. to promote. Bin Salman's Vision 2030 plan calls for establishing a $2 trillion sovereign wealth fund, the world's largest. Half, he says, would be invested inside the kingdom. He talks enthusiastically about the future of carbon fiber and plans to make Saudi Arabia the world leader in solar energy, and half in enterprises abroad. He also wants to partially privatize Saudi Aramco in what likely would be the largest initial public offering in history. But after the Ritz, the IPO came off the calendar, and the U.S. tour went on. In Manhattan, the Crown Prince hit Starbucks with former mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg. He wore a blazer and a shirt open at the collar. It was full regalia at MIT, but a business suit in Seattle for Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. Clothes may not make the man, but if your message is modernity and flexibility, they say more than reformer, a label blanched of meaning by its application to a parade of more traditional Saudi royals. And bin Salman has turned heads. No one has said what he has been saying in the entire history of the kingdom, says Bilal Sayyab, a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute. It's significant. Bin Salman has made some concrete changes. In June, women will drive on Saudi roads, independent from male chaperones. Music festivals and movie theaters are opening, though questions remain about separate seating for men and women. The kingdom's religious police are being reined in a setting as sterile and controlled as Saudi Arabia. These modest changes have generated genuine enthusiasm among activists, many of whom had been skeptical of bin Salman.